This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, if you had plans to fly anywhere in the next few days, I guess your plans will now be quite up in the air thanks to this volcanic ash cloud that's floating around up there. Well, one person who knows all about it is Andrew Tupper. He's the head of the Volcanic Ash Advisory Centre in Darwin. Hi, Andrew.
How are you going?
You guys must be busy right now.
It's been a bit frantic, yes.
Yeah, what's your job in all of this?
Our job is to see ash cloud wherever it affects not just Australian airspace, but also to our north, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, southern Philippines, and down to Antarctica. So there's actually a lot of volcanoes in that area. So normally we're focused to our north, but of course this time we've got ash circling around us.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago Mount Merapi erupted, was it? But how long has this Chilean volcano been erupting for?
Last 2 weeks, what we're seeing now with the ash problem is just the initial eruption is still coming around on its second circuit. Mm. And it's still erupting, but to a much lower level. So we're not expecting that to bother us too much. We just need this higher ash cloud to dissipate.
Okay, so does that mean the worst of it is probably kind of this lot that we're dealing with now?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Unless there's another major eruption from there. And let's hope not, because I think we're all a bit sick of this volcanic ash.
Yeah. Well, where is the ash cloud now and where's it going?
It's going to...
Where is it? Where is it right now?
It's over Adelaide and moving, the front of it is moving into southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, I guess, and yep. It's heading to the east coast around Sydney by this evening. So it's moving quite quickly, but there's a lot of ash behind, which is the problem.
Okay.
And it's going to take a while to clear. We're expecting southeastern Australia to be affected, obviously the rest of today, but also tomorrow.
And why isn't it breaking up and dispersing a bit sooner?
It normally does, but we think that there's a lot of fine ash in the cloud, mm-hmm. Which just takes a very long time to settle, and it's still very evident on satellite imagery, and we've also had pilot reports confirming the presence of it. So unfortunately, it's just one of those really irritating clouds hanging around.
And what are the things that the airlines have to consider when they're deciding whether or not it's safe to go up?
Well, really, they can't fly through visible ash clouds. So if there's an ash cloud there, it can be clearly seen, then they can't go through it. They've got the choice of trying to fly under it or not, or trying to fly around it.
Okay.
This is a bit tricky to fly around because it's a very long cloud, and flying under means flying reasonably low. So it's a really difficult problem for them to manage.
Is it the visibility that's the problem flying through it, or is it to do with the actual substance and the way it affects?
Volcanic ash melts inside engines.
Right.
And clog engines. It's also highly abrasive. And it's the effect of, you're flying through it, say, 900 kilometres per hour. So you're sandblasting your aircraft when you fly through it. And it can do all sorts of dangerous things. This one's getting quite diffuse, but the question is, when do you say, well, it's safe to fly through, because we don't see it very clearly. So it's quite tough to make that decision.
Yeah, so better to be safe than sorry, I guess.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask you, before I let you go, other than the flight disruptions, does this ash have any effect on human health or, say, on the marine environment or anything like that?
Near the eruption itself, it does, yeah. When you're living around a volcanic eruption, it's pretty unpleasant. Yeah, certainly there's no effect on Australia otherwise.
Okay.
So it's just that aviation disruption.
All right. Well, thanks so much for explaining it to us a bit more, and I hope things calm down for you soon, hey?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. That's Andrew Tupper. He's the head of the Volcanic Ash Advisory Centre in Darwin.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.